Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, honey, I've discovered in my life that when I do things just through my own intuition, initiative, ingenuity and industriousness, sometimes I mess up.
My.
Now, in that previous sentence, there are seven words that begin with I. Let me assure you that the key to your long-range success in life will not begin with I. When I is the most prevalent word in our conversation, it generally reflects the nature of a person who thinks they have all the answers. And that person tends not to value other opinions very much. Now, the middle of the word pride is I. Somehow, that seems rather fitting.
That's true.
Prideful people want to have certain things centered around them. One of the bad things about pride is that it doesn't allow God to receive the credit for the things that he's done, well, which we all know. And frankly, it's considerable in all our lives.
That's the truth. Psalm 10, verse 4. Psalm 10, 4 says, in his pride, the wicked does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God.
Wow.
Think of that. Pride generally travels with a few unwelcome friends as well. And I can tell you that these friends will want to take up residence if you let pride in your house. In Proverbs 11, verse 2, Proverbs 11, 2, in the Classic Amplified Bible says, when swelling and pride come, then emptiness and shame come also. Boy, that's something to remember.
It is.
But with the humble, those who are lowly, who have been pruned and chiseled by trial and renounced self, are skillful in godly wisdom and soundness.
You know, honey, I particularly like the Message Bible version of Proverbs 11:2. It says, the stuck up fall flat on their faces, but down to earth people stand firm.
That's true. There is one eventual consequence for people who are bound up by their own pride. In Proverbs 16, verse 18, it says, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall.
The word pride is used 46 times in the King James Version of the Bible. And it contains some pretty clear warnings about those who fall prey to its clutches. Among, if you will, type A personalities, those folks who don't have to be told to take action in any given situation, you'll find some very distinctive characteristics. They're generally highly competitive and find it much easier to become obsessed with work and their careers. In Googling type A personalities, I discovered they often experience risk to their health. Type A personalities frequently use the word I, and that gets them in more trouble than most. I also discovered that the person who frequently uses the word I in conversations tends to forget how they became successful in the first place. It's imperative to remember that without God, we're nothing, as the song says, but an old chunk of coal. And I want to tell you, will never become a diamond, regardless of how much pressure is exerted on us. You know, I've heard some folks, honey, they're impressed with their own self-righteousness. I've heard them declare they don't have an ego. So that, as they say, that keeps me out of trouble. Truth be told, it probably keeps them out of everything else as well. Our ego is an amazing thing. Now, it can get you in trouble quicker than you can say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. If But as the late Dr. Evan Lewis Cole insightfully stated once, a man without an ego has done any good to himself or anybody else. Dr. Cole was essentially saying, ego is also the driving force without which nothing can be accomplished at all. Nothing wrong with having an ego, but it must be sanctified. We can accomplish great things in life for our families, for the kingdom of God, if we always remember where every success and accomplishment comes from.
As it says in 2 Chronicles 29, verse 36, 2 Chronicles 29, verse 36 in the New Living Translation, and Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced because of what God had done for the people, for everything had been accomplished so quickly. There are really three very powerful thoughts in this scripture, right, honey?
Yes.
First, the people rejoiced because of what God had done for the people.
Look what the Lord has done.
Dump, bump, bump.
That's more than a catchy phrase or a great song.
I love that song.
I do too. It's where reality hits the road. The things you've accomplished in your life are because of what the Lord has done through you and sometimes for you. Every success, every accomplishment in your life should be immediately and continually followed by a time of praising God for what He's done.
In Psalm 35, verse 28 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it offers us some pretty good advice, honey. It says, and my tongue shall talk of your righteousness, rightness, and justice, and of my reasons for your praise all the day long.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Without question, if we want to sense the presence of the Lord and sense it fast, then we could start praising Him. It is a fast-acting way to get Him on the scene.
Absolutely.
In Psalm 22, verse 3, it's in the Classic Amplified Bible also, it says, but you are holy, O you who dwell in the holy place where the praises of Israel are offered.
Scripture says that He inhabits the praises of His people. Use a sports metaphor here. If you want to keep the captain of your team on the field in your game of life, then lift your voice in praise and adoration for what He's accomplished through you.
Second, when you live in an attitude of praise and thanksgiving, it's a habit, living in an attitude of praise and thanksgiving. When we get out in front of the battles we're facing, then God will move quickly and things will be accomplished more quickly.
Hallelujah. Third, not only does God move quickly on your behalf, but hear me now, He also wants to sing over you.
Think of that.
That's right. The scripture says God wants to sing over you.
In Zephaniah 3:17, not many people read Zephaniah. In Zephaniah 3:17 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, the Lord your God is in the midst of you, a mighty one, a Savior who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in silent satisfaction and His love. He will be silent and make no mention of past sins or even recall them. He will exult over you with singing.
Hallelujah.
Right there in black and white.
It is. It's great to know that God is in the midst of us because He loves His people.
Amen.
Now, I got to tell you, I thought it was rather cool that God is rejoicing over each of us. So much so that He's even singing about us. Now, the King James Version of that scripture says that God will joy over thee with singing. And the Contemporary English Version of Zephaniah 3:17. Honey, do you have that?
It says, He celebrates and sings because of you, and He will refresh your life with His love.
Having God singing over us is so much cooler than anything ever shown on The Voice America's Got Talent, or seen at any concert. But let's go a step further. There's an old saying, there's no limit to what you can accomplish if you don't care who gets the credit. And I've modified that to say, there's no limit to what the mind of man can conceive and achieve if he gives the credit and glory to God.
And hallelujah for it. Isaiah 26, verse 12. Isaiah 26, 12 in the New Living Translation. Lord, you will grant us peace. All we have accomplished is really from you.
Everything we accomplish is from and through him. It's important that each of us remember who our real source is and maximize everything through him. Let me tell you that every time, not most of the time, but every time I use FS and HS consulting, my objectives are accomplished. What is FS and H consulting? HS consulting? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost consulting. They offer free services to everyone who seeks their advice.
In James 1 verse 5, in the Classic Amplified Bible, we find a lovely and an inviting offer from God. It says, if any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given him. How many times have I asked for that?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
So consider this. The only limitation you have, I have, we have, the only limitation we have to living an accomplished life, well,
it's us and our pride.
It's us and our pride. If you ever begin to believe that you alone are responsible for your success, you've taken the first step back to a life of insignificance.
And another thing we have to be very careful of, and that is when God begins to use us, that we don't say, wow, look what God has done through me.
Yeah.
Because it is just him and you are the vessel. And let me give you the scripture that goes with that, honey. We are branches in the vine. And the vine doesn't say, hey, what's happening? It lets itself be a conduit for the sap that comes out and makes fruit grow at the end. And you know what happens to people who get too high and mighty? He lops that off and pulls us back and restrains and allows us to realize that he is the reason that we were able to produce the fruit.
And he is the only reason that any of us is significant.
Amen.
And the sooner we make that realization, the more enjoyable and successful our lives will become.
And amen.
And amen.
And amen.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. So wherever I ask him. By the way, encourage your friends to dial in to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
Amen.
Or even to the playback. They'll be blessed. And they'll thank you for getting them to check it out. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.